I do know that Dave is a big Chiefs fan. He won't shut up about him. Quite frankly, for those of us who were born and raised in another part of the country,
that's all he talks about. It's just Chiefs, Chiefs, Chiefs in archery. So it goes Chiefs, 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 archery, and then back to Chiefs.
Yes, I think he wears it like a giant hug wherever you see it. You know, he's so supportive of everybody. But, you know, Chiefs are very special to everybody here.
I didn't realize how rabid Chiefs fans were until I was dating my wife and spending more time in Kansas City. And it was just, the whole town was and is so Chiefs crazy.
It cracks me up when I fly home and you see like houses decorated at Christmas and there's actually like Kansas City Chiefs stuff incorporated with the Christmas lights. It's the life, it's the culture, it's what everyone looks forward to.
It's a rare thing because we do live in Los Angeles. I like that. It's a great town, but it's not a great sport town. Well, they could be in the playoffs, any of these teams, and you're like, really? You don't see it on every car, on every piece of clothing like you do with the Chiefs. Just a sea of red everywhere, and Chiefs placards and flags and banners just covering the entire city, which is cool.
And when you get in the stadium and the noise and how loud it is, and they say it's one of the hardest stadiums to play in because it's so loud, and I was like, yeah, you're dang right it is. You just get so caught up and I get overexcited.
Because I'm from there, it feels, and again, this might be corny and maybe I'm just an old cornball, but it feels kind of like home. It feels like, well, I know these people. I know who they are.
For David Koechler, cheering on his beloved Chiefs from the West Coast just wasn't satisfying enough. So at the dawn of the historic 2013 season, David returned to Arrowhead and ignited its sellout crowd by leading the war chant just before kickoff.
For him, coming back to a game, banging on that drum, I'm sure he was trying to break it. I mean, didn't Rob break it?
Yeah, I broke the drum stick. A big mallet. Slam. The stick snaps. Never been done before. Maybe never be done again. Right here. We'll get to Koechner in a minute. Right here.
So, I mean, he's trying to do the same thing, but he had a nice, you know, nice little even thing going on. And he had my jersey on. Just saying.
David Koechner has a name you don't remember, but the face you can't forget. And no matter where life takes that guy, he will always remember his Midwestern roots.
In Hollywood, not everybody's a great guy, and I don't get that, because if you're successful at what you're doing, you should be pretty happy that you're successful. And when you meet David, the first thing is you're just completely disarmed, because he's affable and one of the nicest guys you'll ever meet. Super, super down-to-earth good guy. That's what we do, Missouri, Kansas, Oklahoma. We keep them real.
The extra treat about falling in love with my husband was that he's from the Midwest, too. So I didn't have to explain to him what it was like or tell him what's important to me. He already knew. So my kids are, like, in Los Angeles, but raised with the foundation of love. And it doesn't matter where we go. It's been such a huge blessing in my life to be from Kansas City and have that foundation.
And when he comes here and you get to meet and he's banging on the drum and, I mean, everything is, that's him. That's not a character. He's playing him. You know, everybody that from Tipton, Missouri that went to high school with him are saying, that's Keck, man. That's David Koechner.
But I remember thinking when I was very young, because I knew that I was going to go somewhere else. I knew that I had to live in the city. And I remember standing there going, I'm on this street, in this town, in this place, but someday I'm going to be somewhere else. And I stood out on my street and thought, well, this is where I am. And it's not unlike my street where I grew up. It's a quiet neighborhood. It's got trees that make a canopy. It's beautiful. But that's, you know, just like the rest of America. It's a place where everybody is standing. They've got their place and their dreams. And if that's corny, well, that's too bad. Why don't you get a heart?